Your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
In news just in, National Police Commissioner Fanima Samola says one person has been taken in for questioning in connection with the murder of Madlanga Commission witness Marius van der Merwe. Van der Merwe was shot dead on Friday at his home in Brakpan. Van der Merwe had testified under the name Witness D several weeks ago on the goings-on at Ekurhuleni municipality. A short while ago, Masemola told reporters in Pretoria that three persons of interest have been identified.
We are confident that soon we will register a breakthrough as the police remain on high alert for those behind the killing of Mr. Van der Merwe. It is safe to say investigations are on the right track. The National Joints, together with the Madlanga Commission Security, has met over the last 2-3 days to develop a plan to heighten and enhance security around officials and witnesses linked to the commission.
A man who killed a woman during a house robbery in Umzimkulu has been handed a life sentence by the Pietermaritzburg High Court. Authorities say Thandanani Mahlaba broke into a property in Blema 2 years ago. He shot and killed a 40-year-old woman in the process. The KZN NPA says he was arrested the following day after being found with the stolen items. KZN Education MECC Paul Hlomuka has been ordered to take disciplinary action against 16 departmental officials linked to an irregular 2.5 million rand contract for mobile toilets at schools. The special tribunal has set aside the contract and ordered the service provider to repay all profits made from it plus interest. According to the Special Investigating Unit's probe, the contract to supply the chemical toilets in June 2020 was awarded without a competitive bidding process, breaching the Public Finance Management Act and Treasury regulations. The investigation also revealed the 72 chemical toilets were delivered before the company was formally appointed. The company, Hauletu, is also accused of overcharging the department by more than 100%. The Kruger National Park is rolling out one of its biggest infrastructure upgrades in years. It's revamping old chalets, modernizing facilities, and preparing for another busy festive season. Newswatch's Mangaliso Kumalo reports from the Kruger National Park.
Commercial manager Thabo Ratlanyane says the park, which accommodates more than 8,000 guests at peak capacity, has turned a corner after post-COVID challenges, thanks to the increased local tourism and government support. He says the new bungalow designs and fresh infrastructure are being introduced in phases to improve visitor experience.
We used to have challenges of old bungalows, you know, being dilapidated and so forth, and management saw it fit that we actually get to introduce the new designs. We're currently rolling out phase 4, where we are working on 86 new developments.
Mangaliso Kumalo, Kruger National Park.
And tens of thousands of Syrians have taken to the streets across the Middle Eastern country to celebrate a year since the toppling of longtime ruler Bashar al-Assad. President Ahmed al-Shara's alliance launched a lightning offensive in late November last year and took Damascus on this day last year. It came after nearly 14 years of war and ended more than 5 decades of Assad family rule. Well, parades and large celebrations are also being held today in other major cities, including Aleppo. And President Shara is expected to speak later. Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 30, Richards Bay 32.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins could potentially finish the year on the top of the four-day series log when they take on the Titans starting tomorrow. Ruben Amorim wants his United team to focus on being more consistent, and Wayne Rooney has said that Mo Salah is destroying his legacy at Liverpool.